Watch, Middle Eastern women share chilling Sharia law stories, Silence is Killing Us. By Penny Starr on December 13, 2018. Rabia Kazan has witnessed firsthand the mistreatment and abuse of women in Iran who live under Sharia law. And she knows millions more are suffering and even dying from honor roll killings, female genital mutilation, child sex trafficking, and child marriage across the Middle East. Kazan and almost two dozen other women from or with roots in the Middle East spent 2 days in Washington, D.C. to share their stories and to take their message directly to President Donald Trump and Congress. They said they are grateful for Trump's willingness to confront these issues and will do their part to help him get elected to a second term in 2020. Rabia Kazan, the founder of the Middle East Women's Coalition, held events in Washington, D.C., on Tuesday and Wednesday to make Americans aware of the plight of women living under Sharia law. Penny Star / Breitbart News. Unfortunately, the whole world ignores our pain, Kazan said on Tuesday at the National Press Club. They torture our girls, they stone women, kill our women in the name of Sharia law under the Islamic regime. We have to thank President Trump because in 2 years, finally, we're getting help, said Kazan, a native of Turkey and founder of the Middle East Women's Coalition, the group that came to the nation's capital to get their message out. We're going to give a voice and endorse President Trump because silence is killing us, Kazan said. That help from Trump came in one concrete way on Tuesday when the president signed the Iraq and Syria Genocide Relief and Accountability Act of 2018 into law. The new law will, in part, fund humanitarian aid to religious and ethnic minorities in those war-torn and terror-ridden countries, including a break from the Obama-era foreign policy that will allow faith-based organizations to receive federal funding. The women who belong to the coalition are Jews, Muslims, and Christians. All said they shared the bond of wanting to advance the human rights of women around the world. Chaiman Zabari, a Kurd who lives in the United States, spoke about the need to end honor killings both at home and around the world. Chaiman Zabari, a Kurd who lives in the United States, spoke about the need to end honor killings both at home and around the world at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., on Tuesday. Penny Star / Breitbart News. Ola Hawaye was born in New York but said that her Jordanian heritage led to a long and devastating marriage that ended in divorce after stress caused her life-threatening health problems. Women in the coalition represent Iran, Iraq, Turkey, Syria, Lebanon, Pakistan, Libya, and Kurdistan. Speakers said that Sarsour works against the human rights of women in the Middle East because of her support for Sharia law. The coalition went to Capitol Hill on Wednesday to speak to congressional staff about their mission. Kazan gave an emotional speech in which she shared how her activism journey started when she went undercover to Iran in 2006. She said she was exposed personally to abuse facing women there when she was asked if she would marry an elderly man for 2 days who was willing to pay $500. Saye, or temporary marriage, is a controversial custom in Iran that allows men to marry a woman for a specified time frame. I want to tell you women in the Middle East are suffering, Kazan said. 4-year-old Yazidi's girls being sold to ISIS and we are silent, Kazan said. Why? Because of political correctness. Why? We cannot talk about Islamic religion. We cannot talk about Sharia law, which is untouchable. People have to know, Kazan said. American people have to know the truth. Representative Scott Perry, RPA, was the lone member of Congress who showed up to speak with the Middle East Women's Coalition on Capitol Hill on Wednesday. Penny Star / Breitbart News. Kazan and other coalition members hope that their insights can guide U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East and beyond. The visit in D.C., however, did not gain attention from the left-wing media, and only one member of Congress showed up to speak with them at their event The Hill, Representative Scott Perry, RPA. The group did spend time going to congressional offices to speak with lawmakers or staff. Follow Penny Star on Twitter.